Chapter 11. The World of Business. Unit 21. One Woman's Makeover of the Cosmetics Industry. The huge success of Estée Lauder rests on two main factors. Of course, the company makes excellent cosmetics, but its founder also had a creative marketing style. Estée Lauder knew her clientele, and she knew how to sell her products to that population. Today, Lauder's marketing practices are commonly found at cosmetic counters. Salespeople offer free makeup demonstrations. They give out free samples. They also give gifts to customers who buy their products. It was Estée Lauder who first came up with these ideas. Estée Mensur became involved in cosmetics through her uncle, who was a chemist. Her uncle created a skin cream with which he let his niece experiment. Mensur spent her teenage years playing with the formula and trying new variations on herself. She also tried her experiments on her family and her friends in their middle-class Queens, New York home. In 1930, she married Joseph Lauder and gave birth to a son a few years later. She did not give up her passion, however. Estée Lauder continued to develop her cosmetics. She also began a selling campaign for her products in Manhattan. She found a beauty salon owner who allowed her to give free makeup demonstrations to the salon's clientele. Thus, Lauder began giving women free makeovers while they had their hair done. Most became regular, loyal buyers of Estée Lauder's line of cosmetics. In 1939, Lauder divorced her husband. She later explained that she regretted getting married at such a young age. As a single woman, she moved to Miami to sell her products to wealthy vacationers. Again, Lauder worked from what she knew best. She knew how to market to women. In Miami, Lauder started a campaign called Tell a Woman. The marketing campaign encouraged her Miami customers to tell a friend about her products. Because these women were on vacation at the time, they ended up telling friends all over the United States. In this way, Lauder built up a national reputation without an expensive marketing campaign. The idea worked beautifully. After 3 years, Estée remarried her ex-husband and they went into business together. In 1946, Estée Lauder Companies, Incorporated was founded. Together, the Lauders bought a restaurant and changed it into a factory to produce their cosmetics. They were the only two employees of the company. Together, they cooked, bottled, and distributed the creams. Joseph was in charge of managing the money. Estée continued to come up with marketing campaigns. She realized that in order to turn Estée Lauder into a major company, they would need a bigger distributor. She began marketing her products to major department stores. Finally, in 1948, she landed counter space with the department store chain Saks Fifth Avenue. This was only the beginning. Other major department stores picked up her cosmetics line soon after. Estée Lauder then became an exclusive line because it was only available at the top department stores. For the first time, Estée Lauder was not responsible for selling her own products. Instead, she managed a sales team. However, she personally trained every person who would be selling her products with her proven sales method. Whenever a new Estée Lauder display opened, she traveled to the opening and trained the sales force. It was during this time that Estée Lauder began a new campaign. This campaign gave customers a gift when they bought a product. She also began a mail campaign with free samples. These strategies attracted a huge clientele and put Estée Lauder way ahead of the competition. Of course, it did not take long for the competition to follow suit.